welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View and our very special show called The Money Show with Jim Scheinberg, the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. We've covered a lot of topics, and it's time to move on to mature life and retirement. So, Jim, I know I'm still not mature, but let's talk about mature life, and let's talk about retirement planning and savings, please.
Well, Bruce, I can say that looking at you, you certainly are maturing.
Meaning I look mature. Thank you very much.
Well, we talked about the energy of money, and we talked about planning, and we talked about savings, and we talked about just how we kick it all off. So let's just assume that you've done it right, or at least you've done it mostly right. And as you get near retirement, you've actually established a little nest egg for yourself, and hopefully it's a little bit more than a little. What do you do? What are the key things that you've got to keep your eye on? Well, the time to plan for retirement is not when you're about to retire. It's actually probably, we call it the red zones, about 5 to 10 years before you retire. You need to be having a conversation then about retirement, not the 6 months before you make it happen. The reason for that is we've just gotten a really good illustration of that back in 2008, 2009, is what happens if 5 years before you go to retire, you actually end up with an event in the markets right as you're supposed to be getting more and more conservative. You can't keep your money in the stock market.
Wait, you mean an event of good or bad?
Bad.
Okay.
The stock market goes down, you get a financial crisis, you even just get a recession. And so in the red zone, a lot of people think, okay, I'm going to get conservative as I retire. No, in actuality, you should be prepared to be more conservative about 5, maybe if you're lucky and you saved a lot, up to 10 years before you actually get ready to retire. So you don't end up with any of those shocks. That's if you were fortunate to have saved enough.
Okie dokie. The thing that I've been seeing a lot of on TV is companies talking about outliving your money, having enough to, enjoy your retirement years. You see these things for reverse mortgages, so you have enough money. Talk about all this, because, I mean, people are living longer.
Well, it's interesting. I didn't plan this when we set the show up today, but we're talking about business plans. We're talking about the business plan for marriage and family. We're talking about business plans for savings. And guess what? Retirement is its own business plan in and of itself, believe it or not. It's time to kind of reset the game clock and go about it again. So whether or not a reverse mortgage is something that you need, because that's normally something that you should only use when you need, because you don't have enough revenue to retire on, or whether it's a question of whether I move my money out of my 401ks or how much can I afford to take out every single month, you kind of have to do a new version of your business plan, because in the beginning, your business plan is about accumulation. And when you go to retire, it's actually about decumulation. It's about living off of your savings. Now, you may have had a really good advisory relationship all the way up to retirement. They may have been your accumulation advisor, and maybe they're good to carry you into retirement. But in actuality, there are a lot of folks that specialize in advising people in their decumulation phase. In the very least, it's very valuable as you get close to retirement to sit down and get a second opinion with somebody who has possibly a different way of looking at things.
Meaning understanding the concept of decumulation, which I've never even heard before. I have a question that regards all this, which is, and this is ironically, because this show is probably going to air year after year after year, should we count on Social Security as part of our retirement plan?
Well, Bruce, as you know, I tripped and dropped the crystal ball on the way into the office this morning, so it is not working. I wish you'd asked the question earlier today, so I could have given you that answer. That said, we actually think that if you're within inside about 10 years until retirement, you can pretty much bank that Social Security will be around. But we always coach people, don't anticipate that money will buy you as much as you think it will.
You mean because of inflation?
Because of the potential impact of inflation, your check might be the same, but that loaf of bread might cost 2 or 3 times as much as you think as you get to 80 and 85 years old. So the impact in your ability to offset your living expenses may be greatly diminished.
I've always thought of, just personally for what it's worth, as social retirement as a bonus if I get it. I just don't believe it's going to be around. I don't want to count on it. So our business plan as far as retirement has always not really accounted for Social Security.
Well, certainly if you can afford to plan without it, it's always valuable to do so. You know, it's not just about retirement. Fortunately, many people do save enough that not only will they, as you said, not outlive their money, but that their money will outlive them, meaning that when they're done, that there will actually be something extra for their kids and other interests like charities. But it's amazing that, believe it or not, a lot of people who plan so well to get their savings up, to even plan well to live appropriately in their retirement savings so they have some money left over, they don't spend a lot of time planning on their money after they're gone.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Well, what sort of planning does that involve?
Well, it's a really good idea for, and I've got a handful of, I have a handful of my clients that are approaching those years that they probably maybe won't be around more than another 10 or 20. And so, believe it or not, people don't like to have conversations with their next generation about what they want them to do with their money. They say, I want to leave a lot of money for my kids. I want to leave a lot of money for my grandkids. But then what ends up happening is, pop, they die, and then there's the check. And we have no idea what dad or mom or grandpa wanted us to do with that money because it was never planned and communicated early. We sit down with our clients in this multi-generational meeting, and of course we do it with our clients first because everybody wants the Harley Davidson and the trip to Paris, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the kids who are getting the money, the grandkids that are getting the money, really understand what it was that this legacy was set up for. What do you want me to spend that money on? Do you want me to take a cooking class and pursue my dreams? Do you want me to have my own money in retirement? Do you want me to fund my kids' education? Do you want me to create a living legacy in forms of charitable trust? And without having that communication early, believe it or not, what ends up happening is the check comes, and I can promise you this, 9 out of 10 people would be shocked at the way this money that they were so concerned about leaving to their kids, they finally managed to do it. I don't think they'd be so pleased to find out how it was handled in totality afterwards.
Very interesting. Well, I believe in something called a living will, which we've talked about in other episodes of my show, which is about what you leave your kids as far as your values and your morals. But that can also include how you hope they will spend the money they inherit. Because you can put some restrictions on it, but in the end, if they get money or a certain amount or a trust, they're going to do what they want, and I'm not sure you can totally control it. So anyway, we are down to the last 3 minutes of the show, Jim. How would you like to wrap it up?
Well, if I was going to leave people with anything in the finality of it, I think I talked about the most important things in the beginning, which is plan, communicate, and communicate. And I think you heard that with our coaches. It's two things. In retirement, understand that in your retirement, your situation is unique to yours, and it is super important to get advice and counsel from people whose interests are aligned with yours. And if that means a second and a third and a fourth opinion, get it. And if that means having to write somebody a check just to sit down and give you their opinion, do it. This is the most...
It's as important, in my opinion, as seeking a second opinion before you have to have a major surgery. You don't just talk to somebody because they have a fancy office or a credential. You really got to make sure that you are on the same page, that you have a connection. This is a meaningful relationship. My relationship with you is 20 years old. You have been listening to a special edition of the Bruce Salen Show. It's called The Money Show. You can get this show or any one of my shows on iTunes or at brucesalen.com at the radio show tab. I hope you download this and share it with your friends, your family, and maybe even your kids. Don't forget my motto. Be the best mom or dad you can be. Thank you very much.
That's right.